A row of F-18 Hornets is sitting parked along the runway here at Martin State Airport. It's as if the planes are sitting at attention. It's also where Captain Greg McWhirter is getting his team ready for this weekend's Blue Angels shows over Fort McHenry. He notes the Blue Angels are featured performers, but not the stars this weekend.
Well, the first thing I tell them to do is not come out just to see the Blue Angels. You're going to have a parade of tall ships, both vintage ships and modern warships going throughout the port. It's going to be a great, great thing to say. You're going to see the demonstration from not only the Navy aircraft, but also the Coast Guard aircraft out there. And as far as the Blue Angels demonstration, they're going to see a great demonstration from not only our jets, but our C-130 aircraft. Our C-130 aircraft, affectionately known as Fat Albert, is how we get our men and women tools and equipment to and from each show site. They're going to see a 10-minute demonstration to show the capabilities of that C-130 aircraft.
So they're going to see that. What goes through your mind during a show? Are you enjoying the scenery, enjoying the view, or, I mean, what are you thinking about?
Well, I'd never miss an opportunity to look out the window and see the scenery, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. But what they're going to see from the jet perspective is not only the precision formation we teach to all Navy and Marine Corps aviators, but also the max performance capabilities of the F-18 Hornet. And when I'm flying around and I'm looking at my checkpoints, I'm certainly taking in the scenery. Hopefully my wingmen are looking at me and not the scenery, though.
The Blue Angels perform in about 40 air shows a year. To keep these planes in the air, there's a crew of about 40 enlisted mechanics and technicians who travel with the team, among them Petty Officer Second Class Sammy Holmes. He's from Laurel.
An unbelievable amount of work, actually. A lot of it's behind the scenes, and a lot of people actually don't see the work that goes on. For every flight hour that we do during a demonstration, it's probably about 6 to 8 man hours of maintenance on the aircraft.
You, as in your role, eventually when these planes are in the air, do you get to enjoy the show, or is it all work? Is this all work for you?
I get to enjoy every minute of it. It's an absolute honor to watch the aircraft fly. That tells me my job has been done. It's been done correctly. The professionals here, they do an outstanding job making sure these aircraft fly, and it's absolutely an honor for me to be able to watch them perform.
Do you remember the first time you saw the Blue Angels perform, either on TV or in person?
Growing up in Laurel, obviously this is a rich area for air shows. The very first time I went to an air show, I was 6 years old, 1984, at Andrews Air Force Base. My parents, that's what I grew up on. My parents took me to air shows, and then seeing the Blue Angels perform at the Naval Academy, it's been instilled in my tradition and my lifestyle to be an air show person, and to be a part of it now is absolutely an honor.
Pointed vertically, Lieutenant Walborn climbs to an altitude of 4,000 feet and rolls his aircraft 180 degrees onto his back.
The Blue Angels fly over Fort McHenry Saturday and Sunday afternoon, and for Captain McWhirter, the history of this weekend is not forgotten.
To be able to perform over Fort McHenry, especially a place that had such a vital importance in the War of 1812, is really going to be special. You know, this is the place where our national anthem was born, and it happened during those events in 1812, and so that's going to be a really, really great event.
In Middle River, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.